Well, good morning. As Andrew said, David has entrusted me to give the Bible talk this morning. And we'll start with prayer. Lord, be with me as I speak your word. Guide my words and fill us with understanding of this short passage. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have this calling of the first disciples, and I'm sure some of you will have been here in October when Terry Dean spoke on the same story, but from the Gospel of Luke. Mark sums up his story in 4 verses. Luke took 11. My aim today is not to compare Mark and Luke, but rather to understand where Mark is coming from and the significance of his gospel and the succinctness of it. So there are 2 main messages that I think come out of this passage. Firstly, the authority of Jesus. Jesus has supreme authority. He's the Son of God. And that comes through loud and clear. And the other one is the immediacy of the preaching of the gospel. Mark is very brief, but very immediate. And you'll note that he uses the Greek word euthios some 40 times in the gospel. And that word means immediately, straight away, get on with it. So they're the 2 issues that I want to drag out particularly. And of course, it's also about discipleship. And we are Jesus' disciples. So the setting of the story, David gave last Sunday when he spoke about Jesus, the new Israel. And we need to go back to verse 15 of that chapter, where Jesus asserted his authority by saying, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." So that sets the scene for the authority of Jesus. And Mark sees Jesus starting his ministry with this God-given authority. So I think that's the setting. But firstly, I'd like to give a few observations about Mark. Now, as you know, I'm not a theologian, not even a historian, but I've done a little bit of homework, and I'd like to share some of that with you. And thank David too for the coaching that he's given me. Mark was not one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He was an evangelist who worked closely with Peter. Peter, of course, is Simon Peter, who is called today. It's generally accepted that Mark wrote the first of the written Gospels, that this was written in around 60 to 70 AD. And the reason that Mark wrote it was apparently because Peter asked him to. Now, Mark was an assistant of Peter and had been on a number of missions with Peter. So he had all the teachings from Peter. It's also significant that Mark was a Roman, and at that time that the Gospel was written, Nero was in charge of Rome, and about that time Rome burnt. And after Rome burnt, the Christians were blamed. I raise that because this is part of the urgency that Mark had. Mark was aware of the persecution of the Christians in Rome. Does that apply to us today? Here in Australia, we're not persecuted, but in other parts of the world, Christians are. But I'd like also to draw here that whilst we're not persecuted here in Australia, are we being white-anted, undermined by our society? I think that the urgency that Mark had still applies to us today as we are Jesus' disciples. So Mark was an evangelist. He went out with Peter. He was Peter's assistant. He was spreading the teachings of Jesus. And as I said, this word, euthyos, the immediacy, the urgency, appears some 40 times in the Gospel of Mark. There's no tardiness, no holding back on preaching Christ's service. But everything in Mark is straight away, go for it, get it done. And throughout Mark's Gospel, he sees Jesus going about his Father's business. And that's stressed throughout. So now going to Mark chapter 16 to 20, chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. It's not surprising with that background that Mark jumps straight in. Verse 16 is his whole introduction. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. No introduction, no background to Simon Peter. They were fishermen. As Terry Dean pointed out, talking about Luke's Gospel, there's a lot of evidence that Jesus knew Simon and Andrew prior to this. But that's unimportant here from Mark's perspective. Jesus saw these fishermen in the boat. They were ordinary men. They were hard workers. They were fishermen. They were tradies in Julia Gillard's language. They ran a small family business. And what did Jesus say to them? In verse 17, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men." Simple, urgent, authoritative. And verse 18 tells us, at once, there's that word again, at once they left their nets and followed him. How authoritative must Jesus have been for them not to think twice about anything? At once they got up and followed him. That, of course, raises many questions in our mind. Did they know Jesus? Probably. Had they been disciples of John the Baptist? There's evidence for that. But that's unimportant to Mark. Mark is sticking with the main thing, that Jesus expresses his authority and says, "Follow me." And they immediately followed him. So, again, this authority comes, as we saw from verse 15, where Jesus, as he came up from being baptized, said, "The time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." So Jesus has two disciples, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew. And off they go. You can just see Mark's immediately with them, jumping out of the boat and striding off. But Jesus' work is not finished. He sees James and John. And Mark is a bit generous with James and John. He says, they're preparing their nets. We get some indication of what they're doing. Again, they're fishermen. They're preparing their nets, so they're hard at work. And we know from verse 20 later on that it's a family business. They leave their father, Zebedee, and the hired men and follow Jesus when he called. And again, Mark says, without delay, Jesus called them. Again, this authority, this immediacy that James and John get up and follow him. So what messages do we draw from this passage? It's built on verse 15, where Jesus said, and I say it again, "The time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The authority of Jesus. If we go back to verse 11, we see that Jesus came out of the water after being baptized by John the Baptist. And the voice came down from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is our Lord and Saviour. Jesus' authority was so obvious to Simon, to Peter, to James, and to John, that they got up and followed him. Will we do the same now, immediately? This immediacy is something that's really focused on by Mark. His main issue is to get on with the job of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the fact that Mark omits a lot of the detail that the other writers of the gospel include doesn't mean that detail is not important. It just wasn't important to Mark's main message of let's get on with the job and preach the gospel of our Lord. And I guess that raises for us the issue, do we often get bogged down in the detail? Detail's important, yes, but let's remember the main thing for us with Jesus is to follow him and to spread his word. Let us pray. Lord, the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Let us repent and believe the good news. You have sent us your Son and given him authority over us. You let him die for our sins. Let us put our faith in his good news. And Lord, help us to do this now, right now. In Jesus' name, amen.